Finally home. Love, are you awake? Love? There you are. You're cooking. Since when do you cook? Stop, sweetheart. What have I told you about pressuring yourself? I want you to be relaxed. If you start getting more active, you will create a standard that you might not be able to maintain. Baby, I don't want you to set your expectations too high. Your feelings are very important to me. And I understand. I've suffered from depression and other conditions before. And don't forget, I am a psychiatric nurse. I mean, how could you possibly forget? I remember when I first saw you in the ward. So, so precious. Adorable and cutely in need. Most of the patients on that ward were just psychotic, aggressive, or just plain faking it. If the patients weren't beyond help, then they simply didn't want it. But not you. I could tell you needed someone. Not just a therapist or pills. You needed someone who would be there for you. I even saw a bit of myself in you. I knew I had to save you, protect you, keep you safe, and love you properly. And haven't I done that for you, darling? Haven't I stood in your corner for all these months, loving and supporting you? Recovery isn't a simple or fast process. Let things take their time. Don't rush yourself. Remember, I've only wanted to do what's best for you. It would hurt to see you force yourself into being productive only to feel bad after not being able to keep it up. So, please, go and rest. Watch TV. Let me take care of dinner, baby. Okay? What? You spoke to your parents? After everything they've done to you? Baby, are you okay? I mean, it's weird, don't you think? Listening to your parents over your girlfriend. I'm a professional. And after everything we've talked about surrounding your parents, you know they haven't got your best interest at heart. You know that, don't you? They sent you to that ward. They abandoned you because they didn't want to support you. That isn't love. Come here, baby. Don't pretend to be strong. I know truths like these are hard to accept. Your parents let you down. It's normal to want to find excuses. But the truth is, they don't deserve your kindness. They objectified you. The way they treated you, especially when your mental health worsened, was disgusting.
No, listen to me.
Fine. You always do this to me. I try to help you, but you're so deep in your trauma bond with your parents. It just hurts. It hurts. Because you mean so, so much to me. And I just wish you could see what I see. I just wish you could love yourself enough to stop letting yourself be abused. Because that's what your parents did to you. They abused you. As a nurse, I have never witnessed parents be so cruel to their child. To their very own child. Baby, it's normal to be confused. That's what abusers aim for. I know from experience how scary things can be. Not knowing who to trust. But you know you can trust me, don't you? After all the things I've done. After all the things I've shared. Just want you to be okay. Let me help you. Okay? Pass me your phone. Thank you. Here. These are your messages with your parents. Are these the things they say about me? And you let them? I'm sorry for this. This is just so, so much. I can't believe you would let someone talk so badly about me. Do you see how manipulative they are? Begging you to see them so they sink their claws into you again. Pretending to care about you by asking all these questions. They don't respect your boundaries. And even lying about me. Saying I'm trying to drive you away from them. Painting me out to be the bad guy. when all I've done is help you find the strength in yourself to go no contact? You know, it hurts that you wouldn't even defend me. Do you actually love me? Those words sound so sweet coming from you. But words can be deceiving, can't they? It's time for your actions to align. You know what you need to do. Stop the bad people from contacting you. Delete their numbers. Block them. Because this is getting too much for the both of us. Wow. I knew you would make the right decision. But I think you're forgetting something. Well, I know quite a few of your friends have tried to drive you away from me. Oh, my sweet baby. Can you really not spot a toxic friend? Or when a bitch is trying to take you for herself? Darling, you have just cut off your parents, the people who raised you, the most toxic people in your life. Now all you need to do is remove your toxic friends. Listen to me, sweetheart. I've seen this so many times with patients. When you're raised by abusive parents, you end up seeking abusive relationships, especially in friendships. Your friends constantly take advantage of how good you are. And where are they when you need them? You said yourself you don't like to feel like you are burdening people with your problems. That isn't a normal feeling. If your friends truly cared for you, they would make you feel comfortable. More than comfortable in sharing your problems with them. I know how hard this is, but you're doing so, so well, baby. It's actually a turn-on seeing you take control over your own life like this. Fuck cooking! What you're doing now is a massive life-changing step. And I'm so, so proud. Come closer to me. I didn't realize how good you smell today. And your neck. It's so kissable. Baby, I want you so bad. But We just need to get over this last hurdle together, okay? A few quick taps on your phone, and all of your problems will disappear. This is the hardest part, and I'll understand if you can't let go of your friends. Your toxic friends. Maybe. What's wrong? Come on. I know you can do it. Maybe. Maybe you don't actually want to get better. Maybe. Maybe I was being an idiot again. Please. Please don't tell me I was wrong about you. I know you want to get better. You wouldn't have been faking to me all this time. Using me? I'm sorry for getting emotional, but if you knew how I felt, you wouldn't tell me to calm down. I've been used in the past by people who don't actually want to get better. Narcissists who take advantage of my empathy. And you know this. So why are you doing this to me? Do you like seeing me hurt like this? Then prove it. Good. Very good. Oh, baby. I'm so proud of you. Dinner can wait. You have earned a reward.